Message number 172. No sin is so grave that it cannot be forgiven. Tuesday, August 23, 2011 at 23:45. My daughter, you are now beginning to understand the truth of suffering. When I ask chosen souls to suffer, they suffer as I did during my torture at my crucifixion. Just as my death saved man from sin, then your suffering too can save man from eternal damnation. By offering your suffering willingly, you make a sacrifice so that the souls of mankind will be shown God's mercy. If I were to ask more souls to do this, they may show fear and would decline. Yet many souls suffer who are not aware that they are also chosen souls. Many children of mine may ask, why do some people suffer and not others? My answer is that I choose the kind of heart, those who display humility in this life, those who place others' needs before their own. The soul of a tender heart takes up the role of suffering for me. This is a gift from me. It may not seem like a gift, but when you are given this gift, you are saving thousands of souls every day on my behalf. I now want to ask my followers to make one sacrifice a day akin to suffering to help me save souls in mortal sin at the point of death during the warning. Please ask me for this gift. For those humble of heart, I will also ask them to make one personal sacrifice in my glory. For those who feel they cannot do this, then I will bless you with my special graces, because I know that your existing love of me and your prayers are already saving the souls of your brothers and sisters. My children know this. My army of followers is growing daily because of these messages. This will grow into an army of millions soon. I call only on those who are brave enough to take up my gauntlet. Bravery stems from love. One man's interpretation of bravery will differ to another's. I simply ask you to tell the world of my love. Remind them of the truth contained in the Holy Scripture. Tell them I am returning to offer the great gift of my mercy soon. For if I were to come to judge so soon in your world, heaven would be deserted, so widespread is sin today. Spread my good news. Remind them that when they feel love, genuine pure love for someone, even if it be only a passing glance or a good deed, you witness that I am then present. Tell them that without love they will shrivel up and become nothing. Tell them that when I see them they are naked without worldly possessions in my eyes. I see only their goodness and badness in the soul. For those poor frightened souls ashamed of their lifestyles, tell them that I am forgiving, all merciful, and will welcome them into my open and loving arms. All they have to do is walk towards me and ask me to help them. I will never turn away from the pleas of sinners, no matter how dark their sin. I forgive all of those who are truly remorseful for any previous offense they have committed. Their hearts will be lighter and my love will bring light back into their lives. I will come again in glory, children, not to frighten you but to bring you my gifts, these same gifts denied you through the works of Satan. Come. Bow your heads. Push your shame aside and ask me to forgive you now. Nothing shocks me, children. No sin is so grave that it cannot be forgiven by me if true remorse is shown. Do not delay. Seek redemption now before it is too late. Your loving Jesus Christ, Redeemer of mankind.